VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. French police are now hunting for the gunman who opened fire near the world-famous Christmas market in the center of Strasbourg Tuesday night, leaving at least four people dead and 11 wounded. Police say the suspect also may have been wounded during a shootout with officers and fled the scene. The gunman was on a watch list of suspected extremists. He was also wanted for questioning in connection with a robbery. Police suspect he deliberately targeted civilians rather than soldiers who were patrolling the area. A gunman opened fire inside a cathedral in Campinas, Brazil on Tuesday, killing at least four people and wounding four others before killing himself. Police haven't released the gunman's name. Church officials say they don't recognize him. Campinas is about 100 kilometers north of Sao Paulo. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing on Tuesday hit a security forces convoy in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 13 people and injuring nine others. The Interior Ministry confirmed the casualty count and told VOA that security personnel and civilians were among the victims. The convoy was reportedly transporting operatives of the National Directorate for Security, the main Afghan spy agency. The Taliban quickly took responsibility, saying the suicide attack in a western district of the capital city was aimed at a joint convoy of American military trainers and their Afghan partners. Both sides in the peace talks on Yemen agreed to swap more than 15,000 prisoners by mid-January. Representatives of the Saudi-backed Yemeni government and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels traded lists of prisoners they say the other side is holding. The International Committee of the Red Cross will oversee the prisoner swap. This is VOA News. Democratic leaders and